AAA Murray Country, garnered with the stars of the 2023 CMC Rocks. Coming to you live from Willow Bank, Ipswich. Our next guest is a musician, singer, and songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee. Having written songs for the likes of Elvis Costello, the Dixie Chicks, and George Strait, he's very much been a vital part of the country music scene since 1991. It's Jim Lauderdale.
How you going, Jim?
Great, great.
It's great to have you on air. You're no stranger to the microphone, though.
No. I've never met a microphone I didn't like.
Dressed in an amazing purple rhinestone outfit as well, man. That is just the... I mean, is it hot at all in this weather?
Well, yes, but I'd be hot in a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's it.
It's okay.
You've got to do it. So you've played the festival before?
I have. Yeah. This is my fifth time.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, welcome back. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. So good to be here.
I just wanted to ask you about, your early years. Obviously, you know, Graham Parsons is a big influence on you. Your song King of Broken Hearts is about him. So, obviously, he's had a big influence on you.
Graham Parsons, there's something about him that I just really feel connected with ever since I first heard him. I wrote a tribute song to him called King of Broken Hearts, and kind of to honor him and George Jones. Graham was a big George Jones fan, and so was I. But Graham was really special. When I first came over here 21 years ago, and I came to the Tamworth Festival and went to a jam at a place called The Pub, and people were doing Graham Parsons songs, and I thought, wow, these people really have cool taste, you know, they really get it. So that kind of hooked me about the Australian music scene ever since then.
A lot of artists that Australian fellas love, especially from that traditional era of country music, and I being one of them, absolutely love Merle Haggard and all of those fellas. George Jones being one of the top ones as a songwriter as well.
But you've got a pretty eclectic background. You go like George Jones to the Grateful Dead. I think
that's right.
that's pretty wide.
That's crazy.
And I've written a lot of songs with Robert Hunter, who was the lyricist. We wrote about 100 songs, and when we started writing, I contacted him because I was going to do a bluegrass record with one of my heroes named Ralph Stanley, who he and his brother had a group called the Stanley Brothers years ago, and then Ralph carried on, and so it was cool to record and perform stuff that Robert Hunter and I had written and hear Ralph Stanley sing it. That was because Jerry Garcia was a big Stanley Brothers fan, so that was neat.
Very cool. And just finished your 35th album?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations on that. That's terrific.
Thanks.
Very cool. Who are you here to see as well? Anyone you want to catch artist-wise that's playing at CMC?
You know, really everybody. You know, I like to... in a situation like this, just go out and hear as much as I can.
Because where do you like, you know, you can get an idea from a song, I guess, from anywhere. You know, you've got to keep your ears and eyes open all the time.
That's right. And you do. And when you're talking about just keeping your ears open, I co-wrote for a few days here. And when I co-write with somebody, usually... it's something somebody says, and then I go, "Ooh, that's a great title right there." And us songwriters have to keep our songwriting antenna open all the time.
Well, Jim Lauderdale, keep cool, man. You look cool, so as long as you stay that cool.
Well, thank you. thanks a lot.
So have you played today?
I did. I played. We were the first band over there, so it hadn't gotten too hot. But it's a great honor to be back. Thank you guys for what you do, and thanks for having me.
Appreciate having you. Thank you for taking
Absolutely.
The time.
We'll see each other again.
I hope so. AAA Murray Country.
AAA, Murray Country, chatting with all the stars at CMC Rocks.